Welcome back to another episode of Cavs Corner, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthew. I'm joined with Club MVP 2017?
Further back than that, 2013, I reckon.
Are you that old?
Yeah, I'm that old.
No.
I'm that old.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Old.
But hey, anyway.
Good year, 2013. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
You're not going to give yourself a title? No,
no. No, not this week.
No Grumpy Pants, no,
no
social
grumpy
media
pants,
guru.
No, I mean.
The Toasty Bandit.
NBL 1 Game Day Manager.
Call yourself whatever you want. We'll if it makes you feel better, that's all right.
Might as well.
Let's get straight into the results from the weekend. So as we know, the NBL 1 men and women unfortunately went down to Killimbook, which is Diamond Valley. That's the their Aboriginal name. And then they also went down to Ballarat on the Sunday. The Youth League men, they got a big win against Ringwood on the Sunday. The Youth Women, they also lost to Killimbook on the Saturday night. But they picked up a big, big win against Ringwood on Sunday.
Fantastic.
So that covers the results. I'll keep flowing through.
Keep flowing through.
Ray White, Cranbourne Player of the Week this week. As we know, it was Preston Boongay. He was unreal against the Killimbook Bundles. He had 26 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists in that game. And he backed it up on the Sunday, too. He had about 20 points. Shout out to Preston, and he's our Ray White Cranbourne Player of the Week.
Fantastic. Players to look forward to this weekend. It's a big game for these couple of players.
Do you want to talk about the NBL men or the
women? Yeah, you know what? I'll go with the men. Anthony Karabatsos. So, Karo's been stepping up of late, posting significant plus-minuses. On the weekend, on Saturday, he had a plus-minus of -1, which was probably one of the best on the team.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great, but obviously when you go down by about 15 points, you know, to keep it in that around that even mark, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, so look, we're hoping he continues this run of form, gets into the positive plus minus this week against Melbourne for the final game in 2024.
Awesome. Backing that up, I've gone with Lauren Van Clunen from the NBL on Women. She was a little bit quiet on the weekend. I mean, she had borderline double-doubles, about 8 and 8s in each game, which we know is not her usual self. So I expected to bounce back in a big way on Saturday night against Melbourne, and as similar to Kara, you know, help the team finish on a high in the final home game of the final game of 2024.
Yeah, awesome. The Youth League men, we've gone with the stat man, Kai Taylor.
Your boy. You love
my boy.
Kai.
I love Kai.
We both love Kai, but you obviously spend a lot more time with the Youth League games.
Yeah. Look, Kai's been getting it done on the stat sheet of late, so there's no reason he can't push into double-double territory. And hopefully, moving into finals, he continues that really good form.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote this. You've stiffed him there, because I actually wrote that I think he could push into triple-double territory. And you've just gone with the double-double territory.
I don't know if he's got the triple-double in him.
I don't know.
We'll see on the weekend.
If you look at his stats, he sits around regularly, quite regularly. He gets around, you know, 8 to 12 points, I'll say. Assists, he sits in that probably 6 to 10 assists, maybe 6 to 11 assists. Rebounds fluctuates week by week. Yeah. But obviously, they're making more buckets.
He always watches Cavs Corner, so he'll let me know about it.
Oh, I bet you he does. You'll see you on Sunday.
He'll come out and he'll pull out like a quadruple-double or something. He'll be like,
I'm all for that if the stat man pulls out a quadruple-double. But the Youth League women, back-to-back weeks here. We've got Asha Nightingale again. We spoke about her last week, but how can we not talk about her again? On the weekend, she had in one of the games, she had 24 points and 20 rebounds.
That's
the elusive, rare 2020 game. It's outstanding because you don't see that often.
No.
You don't see the 2020 game often. So, unreal there from Ash. We needed to shout her out for that one. And, you know, similar to Kai, she'll be looking to set up a strong finals campaign over the next couple of weeks. Before we step on that, I do want to touch on, so as we said, NBL 1 men and women, it is coming up to their final games this weekend. But the Youth League men and women, they play their final home and away game, home game for the home and away season this weekend.
Yep.
Then they still have two more games, though, in the final round, but both are away.
Yes.
So they still have a bit more basketball to play out before they get into the finals.
Yep.
I just wanted to touch on that because we started talking about it all. And
yeah, no, that's
keep fine. Everyone up to date. Highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week. Look, we've got a couple of highlights here from Preston. We had a videographer come down on Saturday.
Yeah, Olu was great.
He was great. He was fantastic. So here's a couple of highlights from Preston.
All right, how cool was that? Now, let's get into the next home games. I did touch on it, but do you want to talk about it or do you want me to talk about it? I know sometimes you get upset that I talk too much.
I'm talking a lot.
I'm talking a lot. So maybe
so
you
this
go.
Saturday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, you go.
This Saturday night, 5:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m., we're taking on the Melbourne Tigers in the final home game of 2024. Final game for NBL 1 2024 season. It's going to be a big one. Andrew Gaze will be down here.
Yeah, he's coach.
He's the coach.
He coaches the men, yeah.
He does coach the men. So look, get down.
Does Warwick Giddy coach the women? I think he does.
I think he does.
Yeah.
Maybe Josh Giddy? Was in Melbourne?
He might. Well, like,
I think they're jetting off to Paris.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe they haven't left yet. I don't know.
I know.
Well, we know, obviously, I do believe Warwick does coach the Wind, but you know, we're not 100% sure.
Cannot confirm or deny if they'll be here.
And Josh's sister plays for the Bowen Women. So
she does.
Yeah, plenty of stars. And obviously, your favourites from the Case Cavaliers will be here too.
That's right. Big Kev will be out. No Mots this week, so apologies to anyone.
Or DJ Andy.
Or DJ Andy.
They did their final game last week. We got a different crew coming down to do the DJ and court announcing. So it is going to look a little bit different. But, you know, these guys have done some NBL work and stuff like that before. So it's going to be just as exciting, I think. And obviously, you know, big shoes to fill. But I think they're up to the challenge.
Fantastic. Youth men and women come back here at the Fortress. Why don't we just touch on that?
Finally, it feels like it's been a few weeks.
Sunday from 1 p.m. So get down, show your support. If you've got a membership, that gets you in for free.
Yep.
We want to see all our members here this week to support the NBL One men and women, obviously, on the Saturday night. We also want to see them come down and support the youth champ men and women as they, you know, roll into finals.
Love it. All right, let's jump into the socials here. As usual, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Just search Casey Basketball. You'll find us.
Fantastic. Sponsors now. It's a weekly thing we always do.
We love the sponsors.
Guzmani Gomez, that went off on the weekend.
It did.
Fast food, your mum says yes to. Mum went and got me a little fancy free burrito.
Yeah, your mum came down and watched the game. Did she enjoy it?
She did. They did enjoy it.
Good, good. I'm glad. And, you know, this weekend, as we said, Saturday night, it's your last chance to get that free burrito. So get down here, make some noise, make them miss the free throws and cash in.
Cash in.
Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home. And if you're going to build a better home, $500 in your pocket, $500 in our pocket if you fill out the referral form.
That's it. Easy as that. PhysioWorks Health Group assisting Casey Basketball with all the injury prevention and recovery needs.
Fantastic. Ray White, Cranbourne, Peter Karmas and the team are doing a fantastic job down there. For those of you who are looking to sell a home, you can get a $395 Amazon gift card from Peter Karmas and the team if you sell your home or refer a person that wants to sell their home.
Yep, and the, home,
and
does
the
sell.
Home does sell.
So there are some terms and conditions there, but speak to Peter Karmas and get your listing sorted and he'll sort you out.
Yeah.
Intersport, Cranbourne and Casey Central, we love the team at Intersport. We got some new equipment from them come down for the 3-on-3. So,
really?
You know, we're filming on a Tuesday, so this will go out maybe later in the week. But, yeah, there'll be some new little things that you might see from Intersport, Cranbourne and Casey Central.
Yeah, awesome. Packing at Mazda, Zoom Zoom podcast sponsors, major sponsor here down at Casey Stadium. Four cars, as we know, all branded. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and Cranbourne Mazda, that'll be opening up soon too. Yep. I'm actually heading down there on Friday to the site, checking it out.
Didn't want to invite me, but that's
it's your day off. You want to come in on your day off? That'd be a rare air for you coming in on your day off.
It's unlike you to tell me exactly where all.
Hey, you're welcome to come on down. I've got a few players coming with us. It's going to be fun.
Good.
Where were we? Universal Athletes Centre. So that's out in Narrewarren. They've got your gym needs. They've got recovery. They've got half-court basketball bays, shooting bays, 24/7 access. They've got everything.
Awesome. Mortgage Choice Clyde if you're looking to get a home loan or refinance. Go to Mortgage Choice Clyde. Clyde?
Who's Clyde?
Who's Clyde?
Nah, it was Daniel and Sarah. Go see them. They'll sort you out. And finally, the Clean Ranger. Go see Polky. He'll clean up your house, residential, commercial. He's got you covered. So shout out to all of our sponsors. And let's jump straight in to the merchandise.
Yes, merchandise. Hats aren't in yet. You said they're going to be a week. They're not in yet.
I said a week or two.
A week or two. So they're not in yet. But they're coming. They're coming for summer, which is great.
Just in time for summer.
If you're still looking to get your winter merchandise, we've got hoodies, tracksuit pants, long sleeves, and beanies all on sale 24/7 online.
Available. Not on sale. They're available. I don't want to make it sound like there's a discount. There's no discount. You do get a discount if you're an NBL One member, though.
They're on sale if you're an NBL One member.
Yeah, that's true. And don't forget about the gibbets. We love the gibbets, scarves, all that business.
Brand new gibbets.
Junior Cavs news. We're just going to fly through this here. Coaches' applications are open for next season. So if you want to get involved, now's the time. And registrations for tri-tests is still not open, but I believe they're opening maybe next week. So keep an eye on that one. So after the school holidays, that'll be all sorted.
As we prepare for the final run. I believe. How many rounds do you reckon?
Yeah,
left?
Getting close. So there'll be about a month left. A month, yeah.
We'll keep you up to date with the teams and where they make finals, if they make finals, everything like that. Technical official news, Taylor Buttle is returning from maternity leave.
Yes, shout out to Taylor. Welcome back. It'll be good to see you around the courts.
Fantastic. Beginner schools are starting soon.
I think they're doing the group interviews this week.
They are?
Yep.
Awesome. Fantastic. Josh does a fantastic job running those interviews. So if you're coming down for an interview, good luck.
Yep.
And we look to see you on court, hopefully.
And then, speaking of Josh, he's running. I actually don't know if he's running it. I would assume he's running it. The A-grade school. The theory commenced. They've got 13 participants participating in A-grade school. It's one of the toughest, obviously, schools that you can do for the year. And this is actually, for the first time ever, this is our second A-grade school this year because we're trying to, and It's not because we're fast tracking any referees and that. It's because we've been putting in a lot of effort, a lot of resource, a lot of referee coaching, all that stuff to get these guys accredited because they're working hard on the court. We're working hard to develop them, and they're seeing the fruits of that labor. So shout out to the 13 participants. We'll get names of those who do pass later in the year.
Awesome. Some new B grades to announce. So we've got Isaac Clark,
Olivia Hewitson,
and Will Smarrell.
And a new C grade as well. We've got Patrick Ronfelt.
Fantastic to all those referees who have been graded over the past couple of weeks.
And upcoming programs and events, obviously the 3-3 is tomorrow. It won't be tomorrow here. It's Tuesday today.
It'll be today.
On Wednesday, July 10th. It's going to be lots of fun, lots of photos, videos, all that stuff. You'll be all over that. There's going to be a barbecue, all that stuff.
Apparently.
Don't know why I'm pumping it up because by the time this goes out, it'll be done and gone and dusted. So we might actually have some photos, but probably won't. I don't know.
It's getting edited today.
You'll
what
see.
Are you talking about?
You'll see. But Term 3 registrations now are open. So Rep Ready, that is filling fast. Future Cavs D League, there are some spots available in that one. Hoop Heroes and Kinder Hoop Heroes, both of those are starting to fill. So if you want to get in and get the preferred day and time, get online and register as soon as you can. And as we said, tryouts will be opening soon. Done.
Fantastic.
That's dusted.
Done and dusted. Going to be a really quick podcast today.
Yeah.
A little bit of banter. Ash, you played in a 101-point win on the weekend.
It was a big win, wasn't it?
Footy?
Yeah, we wouldn't have got the 101-point win without my goal. It's a fun way to look at it.
We also kicked 16 points, I believe.
So I had two of those as well.
Yeah. if you kicked more goals, we would have won by more.
I got an issue, though, with the team at the moment.
Why? What's your
issue?
I'm
spending too much time in the ruck.
Nah.
You've got to leave me up forward, mate. This is why I can't get the goals.
You're like the Max Gorn of the first competition.
Yeah, well, out for 2 to 3 weeks with a bit of an injury.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah, it's tough in the ruck. Got a bruise on my shin.
Yep.
Probably because I don't wear shin guards. That'll get you.
Yeah, you should probably wear shin
maybe.
Guards.
I might have to go see the guys in Intersport, Cranbourne and Case Central to sort me out with some
gear. They will sort you out. They sort you out with footy boots.
They did. I did get my footy boots from there.
Yeah,
there,
Schmick. I went down there with you.
Yeah, that was good.
Went and tried them on with you. That's cute.
Well, my boots. You tried my boots on?
No. What?
Big feet.
We picked them out.
You're
the right size. It's all good.
I'll be back this Saturday with Oliver. Now, it's the old 8:30 time slot and then straight off to footy afterwards.
Yep. Has Ollie scored, though?
No, he hasn't scored. But last game, and we might have spoken about this 2 weeks ago when we did the last podcast after the last game of the term, whatever. But he made 2 shot attempts, which doesn't sound like much. But before this, 0 shot attempts.
I mean, if he shoots anything like you, he's not going to hit
once any. He starts getting the ball above the ring, if he shoots like me, he won't stop shooting.
Yep.
Even if it misses, he won't stop shooting. So it was fantastic to see him. I'm very proud that he started to actually make an attempt to shoot the ball.
Because
obviously we train and everything like that. Yep. So I know that at the moment he can't make the distance.
I'm proud of you being proud of your son.
Nice. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
More news. Obviously we had the Bandok Tahi performance on the weekend.
Yep. So Bandok Tahi, Tahi means brother.
Yep.
And then we also, obviously, we had some female performers on the weekend. So the female performers, they're known as Bandok Liwiruk.
Yep.
I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. That means sister.
Yep.
But because they performed together, they were going by the name on the weekend as Bandok Balak, which means people.
Okay.
So brothers and sisters coming together. So that's why it wasn't Bandok Tahi like we thought it initially was, because we had the girls involved. It was Bandok Balak.
Yeah, so they had their performance in between the men's and the women's game.
We'll
show a little bit of highlights here now of them. Yeah, they came down here 2 years ago. It was a fantastic turnout. Came back again. Production team from Casey, the Casey Council came down and put on a production as well. It was a fantastic night.
Well, thanks to everyone for putting it together, and maybe we'll leave it at that and we'll put on the performance on the end of the video here. And shout out to, again, our videographer Olu from the weekend. He stepped in while Miller was away and he caught the footage here. Thank you.
Thank you.